I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Overseas stocks fell for an eighth straight day today. It's been a dizzying descent. If you want to tally up the damage, and maybe you don't, global equities have lost $2.5 trillion in value this week. There was a bit of sunshine in the markets today. Lo and behold, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 61 points. It closed the day at 11,445. That finish could have something to do with the fact that the Labor Department reported today that America's unemployment rate dipped 0.1 percentage point to 9.1%. Louise Cooper is with London-based brokers BGC Partners. She says the markets may go up and down, but the global economic problems are persistent.
The underlying fundamentals have not changed, and they are still dire. So the debt deal didn't solve the problem. Slightly stronger unemployment report, still concerned about a recession. And the bigger picture, politicians and policymakers not grabbing hold of these problems and sorting them out.
So what's changed, say, in the past week?
I think it's a slow realization by many investors that crawling out of this big, deep hole of debt that we have got ourselves into will take a long time. And I think the problem here is we've got a catch-22 situation. We need lots of growth to pay back our debt, and yet the massive amounts of debt means that growth is difficult. And what policy levers are there left?
And when you mention political uncertainty and whether or not politicians have what it takes to deal with this, it sounds like the markets are saying right now, we're not so sure.
It's truly extraordinary. I look at the States and think, this is the world's largest economy, and it almost went to default. I mean, that is a failure of the political class. Then you look at Europe, and it seems to be the same in the Eurozone. They are making the situation worse, not better, with their comments. Yesterday we had José Manuel Barroso, who is the European Commission President. He said, we need to help out more. We need to help these peripheral countries more, these highly indebted countries. Today we have a German politician saying, no, it's verboten, we're not writing blank checks. Well, if they're going to have a row, please do it behind closed doors. Don't have it publicly, because all that does is makes international investors terribly nervous that there are disagreements at the highest level in terms of sorting this mess out.
Louise, when we see the fluctuations in the market, are those fluctuations a symptom or are they the problem?
A volatility is the price of fear. That's the way you look at it. It's very nervous investors, very nervous traders, very nervous salespeople. High volatility is never a good thing, and it indicates how terribly fearful most people are, because you don't know what a price should be. If you're confident in your economic growth figures, if you're confident in your forecasts for company, if you're confident your banking industry will be strong in a month's time, then you can price that. But if you are highly uncertain about many things, then you can't accurately price anything, which is why you get extreme volatility. And markets hate uncertainty.
How come we're seeing jitters in even emerging markets, which have been doing well?
Emerging markets are highly dependent on the U.S. economy. If we think the U.S. economy is going to go back into recession, emerging markets will find it difficult to perform. They still may well perform a little, but it's tough when the world's superpower is not performing. And if Europe goes into recession, it's tough when Europe and America go into recession for other countries to do well.
So what could be said at this point or done at this point to settle the markets? I mean, the markets ebb and flow. They seem to do it all at once, all together right now, because they are so linked. What could create stability?
We could really do with some better news on economic growth. I think that's unlikely. And I think more leadership from politicians in dealing with the really difficult questions, which they're just not doing. You know, the tough decisions, either we bail out Greece and we transfer massive amounts of wealth to Greece or Spain or Ireland or Portugal or Italy, and we just accept that is the price for the Eurozone, or we allow them to exit the Eurozone, they devalue and they go it alone. Everyone thinks we can just fudge through this middle way. And I think what a lot of investors are saying are, we can't. You need to make the tough decisions. Germany, bail out the rest of the Eurozone, or allow these countries to exit.
Okay, just one final question. I wonder, for you, someone outside the United States, and this involves more certainly than Washington, but what do you see as the major problem in terms of direction here in the U.S.?
I think from a European perspective, the politics doesn't seem to be quite so visceral as it is in the States. And I think a lot of us here in Europe look at the intransigence, particularly of the Tea Party Republicans, and find it utterly bewildering that they would be willing to risk their sovereign nation for a political point scoring exercise. You know, politics is all about compromise and taking your country to the edge of a potential default seems an extraordinary thing to risk. And they should be so glad that they're in the United States of America, because if they were any other country in this world, they would not get away with it.
Louise Cooper of Brokers BGC Partners in London, who's clearly no admirer of the Tea Party.